The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Well, you know, yesterday, on another utterly unrelated topic, we were talking about how extraordinarily intelligent the raven is. Really. I mean, the way they can untie knots and probably... they'll be probably vaccinating us in about 2 years' time when they've fully evolved. I mean, they're quite remarkable creatures on God's earth. And a man called Roy got in touch with us after listening to the stories about the ravenous ravens and their wretched roguery. And we thought, Roy, what sort of a job does he have? He works on a golf course. We'll give him a call and see what... Roy, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's very nice to talk to you today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
What golf course were you listening to us from?
The course at St Andrews on the Links.
One of the most famous and beautiful courses in the world.
Indeed, we're very fortunate.
And do you work there, or were you just...
I do indeed. Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Well, I do a sort of a variety of jobs. Could be working as a starter, or as a ranger, or managing the first tee on the old course. Kind of. Calming everybody down and preparing them to go out there.
And why are we listening to us, given that you have plenty of other stations you could be listening to there,
yeah,
Roy?
Indeed. Well, I lived in Ireland for several years. I was very lucky. I really enjoyed myself in Dublin and all over Ireland. And I acquired the RTE habit and really, really enjoyed listening to the crack and the chat. And so when I'm in the starter hut, I can listen to any radio station from anywhere around in the world, and I choose RTE.
Wonderful. Now, that gives us perfect context for what we're going to talk about now, which is the raven and the intelligence of this bird. That's why you got in touch. Before we talk about the bird itself, we should establish, Roy, your second name is?
Raven.
Now, tell me this.
Which I believe in Irish it's Fiacra, is it not? Is that not Raven?
I didn't know that. This is news. We will quadruple check it. But your name is Roy Raven.
It is, yes.
And this is March 31st, so we're not trying to pull a stunt. That's tomorrow.
No. Yeah.
Roy Raven, so called because... Why Roy? Even the alliteration is beautiful.
Well, that's very kind of you. My dad wasn't the most literate of men, to be fair.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to have a name that no one would shorten, that would fit onto any form, and that he could spell. So he was very pragmatic.
He was. And it'll travel well. I mean, you're not going to spend your life trying to explain, like, so many, like, Irish names are beautiful, but God, I think poor people with Irish names can often spend their life trying to spell them and explain them to people from abroad.
Like Sina and names like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even Sinead and Aoife, they're all these. But anyway, we don't need to go into that other than to say Roy Raven. And the fact that you are going to talk to us now about ravens is just too beautiful for words. And tell me, you see them at close quarters. You see the part of this, the raven family. What do you observe?
Corvid, largely on the old course and around it would be rooks. I'm looking out at a collection of trees at the moment, and there are hundreds of rooks wheeling around and making nests at present. They're a really interesting, characterful bird. They, forage for food from the golfers and the caddies and also the rangers when we're out. And they're smart enough to recognise facial features. So they begin to recognise if people will feed them, they will start to approach, and they'll even year after year. The older rooks recognise the same people coming back, and so they'll reapproach them. They're pretty amazing.
That's amazing. I mean, they've evolved so much, and they know who the generous ones are. They know the ones aren't going to give them anything. They possibly know that person's going to go into the shop and buy a packet of mints or chocolate or whatever it might be.
First hole of the or the first tee of the old course. You get gulls who are pretty thuggish. They dominate in that area. But as you go up to the halfway house on the old course, it's all rooks. And they will wait very patiently and see when the golfers go into the halfway house and they emerge with a hot dog or a pie or any kind of food stuff. They bide their time and wait. And if the, even if the, the food is secreted into a bag and zipped up, when the golfer goes to his ball and his back is turned, the rooks will swoop down, open the zip with their beak, and pilfer what's inside. Which, you know, is kind of what was being said yesterday.
Yeah, but you've got proof of this.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely correct. And it can be very amusing because the guys, you know, they might have a hot dog or something, put it down on the fairway to hit the ball, and that's it. It's gone. Yeah. The birds will swoop down and grab it. But they're not always the most discerning. Or, on the other hand, they might have been incredibly discerning. Sometimes Americans will come in with huge, you know, Havana cigars, great big cigars, put them down on the fairway, despite all of the warnings from the caddies, yeah. And the rook will come down and grab the cigar and fly off with it. You know, I don't.
I love the idea of a Havana smoking rook going, "You fool, see? You didn't think I was going to get the cigar." You know, oh, God, like Jimmy Cagney, you know, the Wings making its way across the fairway. And,
yeah.
And, but doing a turn for the cat, like you're told not to have the cigars, lads. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like you sent them out, "Fly, my pretties, get all the cigars off the green." Now, you seem to suggest, Roy Raven, that. The gulls, seagulls and the gull family are closer to, say, love-hate, and the rooks are closer to Downton Abbey. I mean, are the rooks more discerning and the gulls are, what did you say, they were more thuggish?
Well, they're the skinheads of the avian world, I think, really.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right, because how do you define that? What are they doing that the rooks or the corvids aren't doing?
The rooks won't fly down and grab food out of your hand and attack you in order to get the food, which the gulls will.
Ah.
So the Lynx Trust has engaged the services of a raptor handler who brings in various large hawks, etc., and flies them around in order to give the gulls a bit of a fright. But it's quite interesting how the gulls they do try to kind of stand their ground against these very large raptors, which is quite a surprise. But by and large, it does work.
Do the hawks ever take a gull out, as in, like, whack them? Or is it just a scare factor?
It is, regrettably, it is actually just the scare factor.
Okay.
The raptor handler feeds them. Make sure that the hawks are properly fed before they go out. So they have no interest in killing because they're replete before they're let free.
I understand. Okay, so they're sated and they're just told to fly around there and freak out the gulls, and the gulls may or may not be dependent. So in other words, when you're working at the golf course, you look up into the sky, there's a whole opera happening up there.
Yeah, and also on the floor, because one of the curious things with the rooks in particular is they sunbathe and they'll open their wings out fully and just lie down. Yeah, and I've had them, you know, sitting right out in front of me, and it looks like they're dead, and then you can see that their eyes are blinking.
Wow.
And they apparently they're getting the sun's rays on any like tiny little parasites that might be within them, and that kind of softens them up, and then they can remove them with their bills and beaks. But it's quite extraordinary to see them kind of, and they kind of lie at these kind of slightly exaggerated weird angles, yeah, while they're doing it, you know. But it's quite something to watch them.
You know, in my mad head, there's a radio station somewhere for ravens, and they're saying about humans, they sometimes, you think they're dead, but they're actually sunbathing because they want to go yeah, red for some weird reason. And we're the weirdos. Stay where you are, Roy. Pat Cashman, good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning.
And, you know, you've been working as a photographer for many years. People will know you from the Irish Press. Nice to have you with us today. But it's about, you've been listening to Roy Raven talking to us from the golf course at St. Andrews. I'm looking at some of your photographs.
Okay.
And you've seen it close up, the animal kingdom's presence on the golf course. Amazing.
isn't it? Firstly, I must say that I listened to Roy with great interest. I played St. Andrews, and I must have seen him on the first tee.
Okay.
When I heard about the thievery on the golf courses, I looked up my files and I found two images which I thought you'd really enjoy.
Yeah, I love them. I wonder if could I have your permission to publish them on Instagram or something like that?
Of course you can.
I'd love
that. Of course
you can.
They're part of the Golfing Union of Ireland, Leinster Golf, and
good.
ILGU. So
I'll tag
more than welcome.
That. Thank you, because they're beautiful photos. Talk to me about our fox friend for starters. Brilliant.
Well, when we were at the East of Ireland in County Louth, there was a fox there. And while one of the golfers, and these are the elite golfers, were playing a shot, I noticed a fox. And he snuck out from the undergrowth, and he unzipped a bag and took a whole packet of roasted nuts. So when the elite golfer obviously gets to the green the next time and wanted some nuts for his energy, he's going to be a very disappointed
he's
golfer.
He's not going to have his... Well, obviously, a packet of nuts that day, and the fox got away with everything, and the fox is up in his hind legs in your photograph.
Yes.
So he's like he's morphing into. It's almost like a fairy tale.
But Roy, Ryan, the thing that surprised me is that the golf bag was closed.
Yes,
the fox unzipped it himself.
Yeah, I mean that is. What about the what looks like a raven, but it could be a crow. It's an amazing photo.
I wouldn't be as expert as Roy.
Yes.
But that was a picture at Royal Dublin for one of the amateur open events. And again, that would be elite squad. And the crow, I think it's a crow, came down and just hopped onto the bag, unzipped it, and flew off with a packet of biscuits.
I'm beginning to think as a species, we are so arrogant that we think, you know, aren't they great to do it? They're probably looking at us going, look at these fools, drunk and sunbathing and going red and, you know, doing stupid things. But look how bright they are.
But it's amazing that the fox has been there. I've been covering the East of Ireland golf tournament for nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
And I know it's not the same fox, but the fox is at the same hole.
Yeah,
and he comes out and just steals every year.
There must be a family trade. And it's passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, I mean, the mother must take him aside and say, see all those bags out there? That's what you can steal from.
Someday, son. All those golf bags are yours. Yeah.
I have seen other ones. I mean, I was in the Grange Golf Club one year,
mm-hmm.
and there was an elite match on there, and a squirrel came down and unzipped the bag as well.
Wow. So they've got the zip thing cornered.
Yeah.
You know,
we
think it'll be zipped, it'll be fine. You now need to bring a tiny little mini lock on it, and that's when the ravens come down. They start picking the locks with their beak.
But, I mean, what is amazing, Ryan, is that the we would have all thought that the zip was a safety feature. Like, I have the pleasure of going to foreign travel with golf clubs, and in Malaysia, they give you a little golf cart, and there is a lock on the golf cart on a little cupboard.
Really?
Yeah, so that you can put your food in, you lock it up, because the monkeys can't get them.
Did you ever get hit by a golf ball taking photographs?
Once, Ryan. Your researcher, Aisling, asked me that, and
yes.
I've only been hit once in the 54 years taking pictures.
And, well, what happened?
It was an incident in Sea Point. It was the final tournament of the year about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was in October. It was for the Irish Ladies Golf Union, and it was around 3 o'clock, a low setting sun, and one of the golfers hit a drive, and I was well out of range. But unfortunately, she got what we call in the golf she got a slice. and she couldn't see the ball, and it hit me in the chest.
Okay. And would you be winded by such a thing? Because it must be.
Let's put it like this. I'm a good talker. I couldn't speak for a while.
Whoa. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Roy Raven, your name is nearly as brilliant as the main man in Birdwatch Ireland, Mr. Niall Hatch, who I'm sure you're familiar with. But these are great names. Apparently, somebody was saying that there's a YouTube channel called Falconry and Me, which features a talking raven. The owner says he's probably as intelligent as any 7-year-old and does puzzles with incredible speed. So that might be something.
He exceeded me then.
Yeah. We watched two. Another Mo says we watched two jackdaws unzipping a golf bag and taking out a chocolate bar at Mount Juliet. So that would tally with what you're saying, Pat. They're smart. And back to what I was saying there too, Roy. You suggested that Fiacra was the Irish name from the Gaelic Fiac, meaning Fiacra means raven, I'm told this morning here. In mythology, this is the name of one of the children of Lear turned into swans for 900 years. So you were dead right on that, Roy. And all members of the crow family, says Gavin, are highly intelligent with complex problem-solving ability. They drop other bird eggs from varying heights according to the egg type. And there's a TV documentary showing a raven going through a seven-stage process to obtain food. They are amazing. Well, a lot of people spend their time saluting magpies in some sort of concern for
folklore.
Yeah, exactly. But actually, wouldn't you be inclined to salute the raven for its intelligence? hats off, Roy. It's been very good to talk to you. Wish you well on the golf courses.
Thank you so much.
In Scotland. And Pat, a real pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time and your photos today. Great talking to you both, gents.
Thank you, Ryan.
Have a great day. We have a very clever group of magpies at the 7th green in Killiney, says Tim. While you were putting, they swoop down, and one guy especially likes Mars bars or Snickers. Well, now we're really getting into the nitty gritty. We're down to which type of Easter egg they want for you.